Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about disgrace, and that which brings about disgrace here in this world. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, when people are miserly with their dinars and their dirhams, meaning their wealth, and conclude bargains only upon sampling, and are too busy running after their livestock, and abandoning, struggling in the way of Allah. When all of this happens, Allah brings down such disgrace upon them that can never be revoked until they turn back to their religion. So in this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions a number of different characteristics which brings about a person's disgrace and his zillat in this world. Let's go through this tradition and enumerate them once again. So the first one is that people are miserly with their wealth, meaning somebody might come to them and ask them for help, and some poor person might ask for some charity, but this person he doesn't want to give it away. He's miserly with it. The second thing mentioned by the Prophet is tabayau bil ina, meaning they conclude bargains only upon sampling. Right? This implies that they go into the marketplace, you know, without really investigating into the commodity. Just by looking at it, you know, they go and buy it. Buying it on the spur of the moment, right, without thinking about it. The third characteristic is that they're too busy running after their livestock and abandoning, struggling, and fighting in the way of Allah and in the way of God. Meaning they're simply thinking about their making money, and when religion and God asks them to make a sacrifice, they don't do so. Such people will be disgraced in this world. The conclusion of these characteristics is that Allah brings down such a disgrace upon them, it can never be revoked until they turn back to their religion, which implies that the opposite of these characteristics are, the essence of religion, being generous with one's wealth as opposed to being miserly, being careful about what one buys, and also struggling in the path of God. In a kind of similar tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, of course, in this tradition, he only alludes to one of these characteristics. He says, there is no disgrace worse than that of greed. La dhulla ka dhulli tama. There's no disgrace worse than that of greed. And in a very general tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, he who loves life is bound to face disgrace. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which brings about disgrace in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.